WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. SpaceX Starlink internet communication systems in Ukraine are experiencing increasing cyber attacks from Russia, according to space.com. The company's founder, Elon Musk, confirmed via Twitter that Starlink has resisted Russian cyber war jamming and hacking attempts so far, but they're ramping up their efforts. SpaceX, with the help of the United States Agency for International Development, has sent at least 5,000 Starlink terminals to Ukraine, whose cities have been besieged by Russian forces since February. From the record, Top Aces, a Canadian company that supplies fighter jets for airborne training exercises, was hit by a ransomware attack. The Montreal-based firm, which said it's the exclusive adversary air provider to the Canadian and German armed forces, showed up on the leak site for the Lockbit ransomware group, who gave Top Aces a deadline of May 15th before it leaks 44 gigabytes of alleged stolen data. The Glenn County School District in California fell victim to a ransomware attack, Action News Now reports. The case has been referred to the FBI Cyber Crimes Task Force, according to Glenn County Sheriff Richard Warren Jr., though the full extent of the breach is not yet determined. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is investigating reports that hackers gained unauthorized access to an agency portal that taps into 16 federal law enforcement databases, according to Krebs on Security. The alleged compromise is tied to a cybercrime and online harassment community that routinely impersonates police and government officials to harvest personal information on their targets. The DEA declined to comment on the validity of the claims, issuing only a brief statement in response. From Gizmodo, NFT marketplaces are experiencing a growth fraud problem with scammers creating fake copies of non-fungible tokens and selling them online, and one company is fighting back. OpenSea is implementing a new process that will help users spot fake NFTs. Their two-part system will combine computer technology that scans all NFTs and matches them against authentic collection, as well as good old human labor to review the recommendations made by the computer. China is outpacing America in the race to reach the next frontier of critical national security technology, quantum computing, Newsweek reports. In October, Chinese scientists unveiled the world's fastest programmable quantum computer, a million times more powerful than Google's most advanced supercomputer. Their technology can accomplish in 1 millisecond what would take a typical computer some 30 trillion years. We must prepare for the eventuality of quantum cyber attack, or else the national security consequences will be enormous. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Zach Hack.